Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of the Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 24th, 2026. According to the inspired solar lunar calendar, it is Ab 10, 57, 87. And we are ready to start now. In Haggai, today's events certainly parallel what Haggai was writing about here thousands of years ago. He was definitely inspired. The word Haggai means my celebration, and this is the 10th of the 12. Haggai 1:1. And you will see that we are in the times that he wrote about right now. Verse 1, in year 2 for ruler, holding good firmly. In month 6, on day 1, for the month, Eternal Originator statement was by presenter, my celebration's hand. That is Haggai's hand. 2, my request of Mighty One's Son. That was the name of the Father. The Son was governor. Praise Originator, which means governor of Judah. And the son's name, who was governor of Praise Originator, was sperm from Mighty One's Gate, that is Babylon. And Originator is ethical son. Now, this is a second man. And his father was originator, his ethical. His responsibility was he was worship server, so he is called worship server. Eternal originator is liberator, saying, let's go on now with the next page. Verse 2, group's originator has conveyed this. So this was group's originator, which is the word in this case for Zebot Yahweh, has conveyed this. You must tell the people. Has not time to build eternal originator's place come? He's talking about the temple. You know, everybody's talking about the third temple right now. They're really off the wall, loony, because there will be no third temple. The whole concept of a temple now has nothing to do with a physical building. It has everything to do with Supreme for 2,000 years has been building the spiritual people that he lives in and works in and accomplishes through them. Verse 3, Eternal Originator's statement was by hand of presenter my celebration. Conveying. So here's what Supreme conveyed. This is red letters here, beginning with even verse 2, showing you that this was what Supreme had stipulated. Is it time for you to live in your panel houses? This place is desolate. Actually, in the last 2,000 years, very seldom has any of his place as people been given any consideration or acknowledgement for what they have been accomplishing here on this earth. Verse 5, groups, eternal originator, same Morgan Sebo, Yahweh conveys this. You must set your heart to your ways. Go figure. You have done everything wrong here. Verse 6, you sowed to increase. Little came to eat. You have been dissatisfied. You drink and are not gratified. You clothe yourself and are not warm. One earns wages for a pierced pouch. You know, if your pouch is pierced, the symbols of wealth will come out. Verse 7. Groups, eternal originator, that same name for supreme, conveys this. You must set your heart to your ways. Check it out. See what you're doing wrong. Verse 8. You must go up the mountain, bring lumber, and build the place. Remember, this is highly symbolic. At first, though, this was very accurate because that's what was needing to be done. And that was the second physical temple, but now he's talking about a spiritual temple, and that's been for around 2,000 years. Bring the lumber, build the place. That applies whether it was a physical or spiritual facility. Eternal originator conveys, I will be pleased with it and honored. Verse 9, you turn to increase, you noted too little. You entered the place, I scattered with it. Why? Groups, eternal originator's communication, because my place is desolate. You have run each to his house. Verse 10, therefore, skies above you have withheld dew. The land has withheld its produce. Verse 11, I summon drought on land, mountains, grain, oil, wine. I should have said wine, oil, rivers. I don't know why I did that. On what the ground produces as well as on the human livestock and all of your hands' labor. Verse 12, my request of Mighty One's Son, sperm from Mighty One's gate, that is Babylon, or this was the one Zerubbabel, who was the governor, national governor. Originator is ethical son, worship server, eternal. Originator is liberator, that was Yeshua. And to the rest of the people, heard originator their most powerful sound and statements of presenter my celebration, that's Haggai. Since eternal originator, your most powerful sent him, the people had fear from eternal originator's faces. Yes, we do need to have fear, revere, and hold in awe supreme. Verse 13, eternal originator's agent, my celebration spoke eternal originator's message to people saying, eternal originator's communication, I am, is in you. See, we're not talking about a physical temple. We're talking about the group of around 20,000 men, women, and children that Supreme is working with for approximately 3,000 years. Verse 14, eternal originator, stirred up my request of most powerful son, governor, of praise originators, sperm pressed from Mighty One's gates, infinite dynamic. Eternal originator is ethical's son, worship server. Eternal originator is liberator's infinite dynamic. And all the rest of the people's infinite dynamic. They came and accomplished work on groups. Eternal originator, their Mighty One, three's place, that is their most powerful place. On day, verse 15 says, day 24 for month 6, it was in the second year for a ruler holding good firmly. He was the national leader. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and make some final comments, as I usually do. We must flee idolatry. That's what those people had to do back there when they were going into captivity in Babylon. And many learned, we must flee idolatry, we must flee immorality, we must flee deceiving, we must flee coveting, we must flee dishonoring our parents, we must flee stealing, we must flee murdering. Murdering is especially true if the child is not yet born. That's forcing it to die. It's called murder. We like to call it by fancy big words. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.